Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, our special guest is Leslie Land, chef, writer, vegetable gardening expert, vegetable gardening blogger, et cetera, et cetera. Welcome, Leslie.
Very happy to be here.
You know, Leslie, Sarah is just thrilled to have you here, as I am, but she's even more thrilled than I am because she's very big into food.
Yes, I am. I'm a professional eater.
Well, those also count. Everybody eats. And that's what's so great about local food and gardening and growing your own and the entire movement that is putting people closer to their food.
And I have to say to our listening audience, because this is radio after all, and you can't see the beautiful array, Leslie walked into the studio with her arms filled with beautiful produce. We're going to sit here and snack on the air.
Flowers,
and
gorgeous flowers here.
Which we are going to assume all came out of your garden.
They did indeed all come out of my garden, and I brought them just so that I could remind my hosts how easy it is to grow your own. And that's true of flowers as well as food. And I brought a whole bunch of tomato items because this is the apotheosis of tomato
season, right? And what do we have here? Let's just talk about this so I can get it out of the way, because otherwise I'm going to sit here and fixate.
You're going to drool.
I'm going to drool. So let's just
go
for it.
You don't need to drool. You can reach right into the basket and taste.
I am totally going to.
But now, for instance,
cherry
tomatoes.
Yum.
Start at the stem end because these are so teeny you have to cut the whole. Yeah, again, it's radio. People can't see. They're beautiful.
Well, it looks like a little bouquet.
Clusters. Like they look like bunches of grapes.
Let me describe it for the listening audience as Sarah gets her mouth full and can't talk on mic. These cherry tomatoes are, I've got about half inch across, right?
Bass.
They are beautifully fire engine red, and these are all natural, correct? No.
These are all natural. They're organically grown. There are no enhancements, and there are no pesticides.
They're
out of the garden. The little orange ones are called Sun Gold, and they are many people's total favorites.
And in between, you have mixed in here a yellow item. It looks like a Chinese lantern. What is that?
It's related to Chinese lanterns. It's
how clever you are, Jonah.
Thank you.
Hey, you get extra points.
In radio, we have to print the word picture. Go ahead.
It's called a ground cherry. You pull apart the little husk, and it is. It's just
inside,
like the Chinese lantern.
It looks like
it's a morsel.
Like a grape.
And there's a little morsel, which Sarah is inserting. And they're bone easy to grow. They're a weed. And one of the reasons I brought them is because a lot of people who don't have vast acreage assume they can't grow anything.
They're so cute.
You can grow these cute cherry tomatoes in a pot. And they look good in a pot.
Well, Leslie Land, author and gardening expert, let's talk a little bit about the historical background here. You know, during World War II, everyone had their own gardens. They called them victory gardens. And, you know, some people dabble. They raise tomatoes like you have here before us. They raise cucumbers. But the vast majority of people just say, well, I'll just go to the supermarket. And they don't understand the hidden costs there because of the use of the pesticides and the enhancements and genetic engineering. And also the fact that a lot of our stuff is trucked at great expense, you know, from one end of the nation to the other. Why do you feel local is so important?
Well, for the reasons that you have mentioned, there is the pollution. There are hidden costs also in things like water subsidies to Western farmers. When you eat a head of lettuce that was grown in California, you're basically eating Arizona's water.
All right.
But I don't want to talk too much about the politics of local food, just because that's been pretty hammered on. People are, I'm happy to say, beginning to understand that one of the important reasons to eat locally is that it is a reduction of pollution and a reduction of petroleum inputs, especially if you garden organically. But eating local is the most delicious thing to do.
Right. It's all fresh.
It's the freshest. It's the most diverse. It is not economically sensible for a mega farmer anywhere to grow something like these lovely little ground cherries or these cherry tomatoes that have to be harvested by the bunch. These are high-end Hyperchef type items that you can grow for free and that you can grow, you can buy quite inexpensively.
Easily. They're accessible
at farmers' markets. Mm-hmm. For a local farmer who's going to get all the profit, who doesn't have to go through 17 middlemen, that farmer can sell you incredible, delicious, sophisticated, unusual produce that he doesn't have to charge you that much, or she.
And it's just tastier, plain and simple.
It's just tastier, plain and simple. It's infinitely more diverse. Mm-hmm. And by growing your own, obviously I love growing vegetables, but by buying local, by buying at farmers markets, by buying the locally sourced stuff at supermarkets, more and more high-end supermarkets understand that local is a buzzword. Well, if you go and buy the stuff that has a big sign that says, we bought this from farmer whoever down the road, you're giving a very powerful message. Every dollar you spend on food, you are voting for the food system you want.
And it keeps the money local.
And the community.
And it keeps the money local.
You just hit the nail on the head. You're voting for your own community. You know, last weekend, my daughter and I attended the Hudson Valley Food and Wine Festival at the fairgrounds. And we could still be there.
Yeah.
Being my daughter, she likes to drink as well.
We heard stories, Sarah.
And we, discovered, for example, some cheeses that are made locally. The town next door to me, and I try to keep an ear to the ground about local produce and things like that as well, or purveyors, that type of thing. But some wonderful cheeses and that are made from, you know, organically from, you know, cottage industries, basically
local,
in our own backyards. It was a wonderful experience. But Hudson Valley, anything to me.
Well, yeah, in Red Hook, where I come from. There's a very big push to buy locally because we do have some farms, not nearly as many as when I first moved there 30 years ago, but we mm-hmm. still have farms here producing local foods, and they're trying to get people to buy and eat
local.
And
your apple farm, the apple farm where you can pick your own?
Greek Farms. Plug.
Well, it is a plug, but I'm going to tell you what, it's the largest destination in Dutchess County. The tourism department told me that.
Yeah.
Did you
know? Well, Leslie
Land, draw.
Leslie Land, our guest
all
here
about
on Radio
food,
Rotary.
Leslie.
Food and garden, our food and garden author, Leslie Land. So, you know, are there any sacrifices to being made to eat local? Like, you know, there are certain things that will be out of season instead of having those apples year-round because they're being shipped in from all over the world. Is there certain sacrifices to make, or can you still eat whatever you want locally?
Well, you can eat whatever you want locally, and the fact that you cannot eat everything all the time year-round is not a sacrifice. It is an appropriate way to approach your food.
Right.
It's one of the things that I brought in today are some preserved tomato items, because this is the time of year to preserve tomatoes, and I want to get into that a little bit. And you eat them year round. You eat your own. You make spaghetti sauce by opening a jar. You come home from work in February. You have no time. No energy. The jar of spaghetti sauce that you open is, you made it.
Right.
From either your own tomatoes or tomatoes that you bought dirt cheap at the farmer's market. Because the other side, people think that farmer's markets are super expensive, and they don't have to be. Again, if you're shopping in season, that produce doesn't keep. The farmer is not going to make ketchup. So he's got umpty bazillion tomatoes, and because they're locally grown tomatoes, it's quite likely that they are more perishable, more delicious varieties than the styrofoam tomatoes at the supermarket. So
styrofoam
those tomatoes have to be sold right away. You can get them at a bargain price. You can process them yourself. There are recipes for how to do it on my blog at leslieland.com. And then you have cheap, delicious, homemade safe tomatoes of your very own in February.
Well, you know, you talk about styrofoam tomatoes. I got to tell you, I have stopped asking for tomatoes on my sandwiches because you're right, they do taste like styrofoam. And Leslie Land, in our second half of the show, we'd like you to tell our listeners how they can start their own gardens and how easy it is. But first, we're going to find out from Sarah O'Connell who brought us Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary has been brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Carmel, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congers Valley, Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and LaGrange.
You're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My name's Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest, Leslie Land, food and garden expert. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary and her tips about gardening after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
The Congers Valley Cottage Rotary invites you to its fourth annual Italian Festival, Sunday, October 3rd, at Congers Station Park, Burnside Avenue, Congers, New York.
Enjoy loads of delicious Italian food and great entertainment for every age.
Join us Sunday, October 3rd, at Congers Station Park from 11 to 5. Rain date is October 17th.
Remember, loads of fun Sunday, October 3rd at Congers Station Park. For more information, email info@congersitalianfestival.com. That's info@congersitalianfestival.com.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboaser, and our wonderful guest, hence our underscoring, thank you, Engineer Jay, Leslie Land, who is a chef, a writer, a brilliant vegetable gardener, a blogger. And I have to tout your credentials a little bit, Leslie, okay? First of all, you've been a guest at my Rotary Club in Millbrook, so I am very aware of the fact that you're a retired from having a column in the New York Times as the gardening pro. You wrote that column for many years.
I did.
But now that you're retired, your big thing is, besides your organic gardening and blogging and cooking, is your blog now, where you continue to facilitate information about eating well, eating locally, staying healthy. And also, it's not just the food that's healthy, but this gardening enriches your soul as well.
I certainly believe that, and I try on the blog. The thing that's wonderful about the blog, as everybody says, is that you can cover all kinds of subjects. The question and answer column at the Times was all gardening 24/7. Uh-huh, that's what I talked about. And I didn't just talk about food gardening. I had to cover house plants and trees and shrubs. And I
People wrote in and asked questions,
yes,
if I remember correctly. Okay.
Yes, and I had to address the questions, but as the years went on, in fewer and fewer and fewer words, the blog, I can go on at whatever length the question. When people write in and want to know how to grow something, how to cook something, I can answer at whatever length I want. If I discover some marvelous new lettuce variety that I want the world to know about, I can write about that. If I recently wrote about, I'm very annoyed at the apple bowl on President Obama's coffee table because it doesn't have a diversity of apples in it, and I got to write about that.
Oh, good for you.
Now, so Leslie Land, where will we find
commentary?
This blog?
You find it at leslieland.com. and you just click on the link that says blog and you're there.
So
easy
it's
to remember.
LESLIELAND, as if it was one word.
That's right.
.com. And folks at home, to get a pencil and paper, we will repeat that before the end of the show.
And do you have a book that you've written recently, or is there, you're an author as well?
I am an author as well. The books are listed on the website at leslieland.com. The most recent one was this labor of something or other, 1,000 gardening questions and answers from the New York Times that was a kind of compendium of the, well, it says 1,000, and it's actually more than 1,000.
It's self-explanatory.
It's out, it's a workman book. It's out, you know, it's one of those doorstops. It's out everywhere. You can get it from Amazon for about $1.98, or you can get it for just a little bit more at your local bookstore.
Which we promote
support local
businesses, shop locally. We have a wonderful bookstore in Millbrook.
Owned by a Rotarian.
Owned by a Rotarian. There's a wonderful
bookstore. He has a branch
in
Red Hook as well.
And there,
let's plug him. Merritt Books.
Merritt Books.
Shout out to
Merritt.
Scott.
Go Merritt. Go
Shout
Scott.
Out,
Meyer.
Who was the first host of Radio Rotary.
Yes, he was.
That's right. So, Leslie Land, tell us. You have convinced me, not only by looking at this beautiful produce that you've brought here in the studio today, but the beautiful flowers that grace our studio. You've convinced me I want to do my own gardening. How do I get started? What do I do?
Ooh, well, I think the most important thing is to start small. People get excited about gardening. They get excited about growing their own food. They tear up the entire yard, and then they're overwhelmed.
Because it does take maintenance a little bit.
If you've never done it before,
your routine.
It's always, you can always expand. It's like cutting off your bangs. You can always cut a little more, but it's very hard to replace. If you once overdue starting a garden, you get really discouraged.
Right.
And that's, thing one is start small.
Because you want it to be fun.
It should be
fun. Not a chore.
And it's, as you were saying, it is spiritual. There, one single little bitty, a tomato seed. Think about a tomato seed. Minimal effort, you put that in the soil, you give it sunshine, you give it water, and it can be growing in a pot.
It's like
the
a baby.
Cherry tomatoes.
You take care of it like a baby, and then it blooms. And
I am happy to say that gardening is so much easier than parenthood. It's not even in the same county.
You know why? The tomatoes do not talk back.
They don't get up in the middle of the night.
They don't outgrow their sneakers.
They don't go out with people that you really wish they wouldn't go out with. And tomatoes, again, I'm pushing the tomatoes for a lot of reasons, but one of them is tomatoes are a weed.
Right.
And it's really hard to not grow good tomatoes.
You'll have instant success and instant gratification.
Not instant.
Well, within the season, shall we say.
Within the season, almost always. And so
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Aren't they really fruit?
Yes.
Okay.
I see. That's a question. Yeah. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? That was always a big debate.
Yes. Well, we just heard from the expert. It's a fruit.
It's good for a bar.
Well, it was declared a fruit by the Supreme Court sometime in the late 18, or it was declared a vegetable rather for import purposes. Again, long story. We don't need to go into. But most of the garden, quote-unquote, vegetables that we eat are fruit. If zucchini
is a fruit? No kidding.
If it's got a fleshy covering around seeds, it's a fruit.
Okay. That's what qualifies
all
it.
All right.
Is that what qualifies it?
Do you see what you learned by listening to Radio Rotary, folks? That's terrific.
Well, you know what you're going to learn?
What?
Is when we go home, you're going to get the flowers. I'm taking the food.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to get
Bring enough of everything for everybody. And that's one of the other things that's great about gardening. I'm fortunate to have a large garden, and I do participate in Grow a Row. I don't do it formally, but Grow a Row for the Hungry. If you have a garden, it's very easy to share.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
It is a lovely idea.
That I brought today that I'm going to share with my hosts here. Mm-hmm. I also bring flowers to the food pantry. And that was my decision because a lot of people bring their leftover zucchini.
Right.
They bring when produce, if you've got any kind of a garden and it's doing good for you, you're bound to have more than you can eat and your neighbors can eat and your boss can eat. And people take this to the food pantry.
And they really appreciate it. My church is very involved. They have a huge effort that's become county, like a county regional thing. And I have if there are 30 people in my church, that's a lot.
Now, Leslie Land Food, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, but the extra produce is just the freshness of the food that people are so appreciative of that. It's just much healthier. I mean, they're struggling. People are struggling anyway. So to get something of that high quality.
I have to say, I'm going to put in a plug now to the people who are gardeners, to the people who are already on board with all of this. If you want to share at the food pantry, think about bringing herbs. Think about bringing flowers. It's not that they don't love vegetables and need vegetables, but most people are bringing those. And people having trouble buying food are not buying flowers, and they need flowers to
brighten their life.
Yes,
brighten their
lives.
Now,
and
Leslie,
let me
ask a question for just one second.
yep.
Darling, 1 second.
I'm foaming at the mouth because we're talking about food.
Eat so I can talk.
Now, dried tomato, they're wonderful.
Yeah, you were talking about starting small, all right, in the garden, so you have some success with something easy to grow, like tomatoes and zucchini.
Right.
Now, what about the people who complain, well, gee, the deer are eating up my stuff and the bugs are getting to it? What do you do about fertilization and pest control? Because I know we want to keep this natural, so I wanted to get that in a minute or two, and then we'll, as soon as Sarah finishes chewing, we'll let her ask her
question.
That's
a great question, Joan. I'm glad I let you ask it.
Oh, thank you, darling.
All right. Well, with pest control, You can try various repellents. You can try, don't bother with the things that the lights come on. Anything that is a scare tactic, a hungry animal learns very quickly that it isn't going to do them any damage.
Well, thank you for turning the lights on so you can see the food.
The thing that really works, especially against deer, is fencing. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. If you want to have a vegetable garden, put up a fence. And if you don't, with starting small, I gave a talk for the Rhinebeck Garden Club, and a lady there had this wonderful idea. She went and bought a dog kennel, an outdoor one of a dog run, and she, it's 6 feet tall, she planted her garden inside this ready-made sort of cage, and it keeps all the critters out, and it keeps her vegetables safe.
Well, we've got about a minute, Sarah, so sneak that question in.
Oh, no, I'm busy eating.
Okay, well, I have Leslie Land, food and garden expert. Just give us your blog again so that people can sign on and read all the tips on how to start their own garden.
As you can tell, there's lots more, and a lot of it is at leslieland.com, LeslieLand.com. I hope you'll all come and visit.
Leslie Land, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much.
And it was fun.
Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. And remember, folks, buy local.
To reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.